news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
At least 49 people were killed in Christchurch, New Zealand, after gunmen opened fire on two mosques. Dozens more are injured, many of them seriously, and the death toll is expected to rise. Three people have been arrested, one man charged with murder. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said it was a well-coordinated attack and called this one of New Zealand's darkest days. She went on to show the world how a real leader reacts to an attack based on extremist white supremacy and right-wing ideology.
We, New Zealand, we were not a target because we are a safe harbor for those who hate. We were not chosen for this act of violence because we condone racism, because we are an enclave for extremism. We were chosen for the very fact that we are none of these things, because we represent diversity, kindness, compassion, a home for those who share our values, refuge for those who need it. And those values, I can assure you, will not and cannot be shaken by this attack. We are a proud nation of more than 200 ethnicities, 160 languages. And amongst that diversity, we share common values. And the one that we place the currency on right now and tonight is our compassion and the support for the community of those directly affected by this tragedy. And secondly, the strongest possible condemnation of the ideology of the people who did this. You may have chosen us, but we utterly reject and condemn you.
An attacker reportedly live-streamed the massacre in a graphic 17-minute post on Facebook, which was soon pulled down. An 87-page manifesto believed to belong to one attacker has also emerged, filled with anti-immigrant and anti-Muslim rhetoric. The man accused of opening fire at the mosques appears to have been motivated by white supremacy and extremism that he saw in the United States. Congress is out of session, now on March recess, but there was a lot of action before they left. The Republican-controlled Senate voted Thursday 59-41 to revoke Trump's national emergency declaration on the southern border. 12 Republicans went against the president to vote with the Democrats, arguing that the end run around Congress to secure additional border wall funding was an unconstitutional power grab. That was actually the second time this week that Senate Republicans broke with Trump. On Wednesday, they passed a resolution requiring the president to withdraw U.S. troops from the Saudi-led war in Yemen unless they're fighting al-Qaeda. If the House takes up and passes that bill, it will likely result in Trump's second veto and a debate about war powers. The House got in on the action, too. By a vote of 420-0, with four Republicans voting present, the House passed a resolution declaring that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report should be made public. Lindsey Graham blocked it from getting a vote in the Senate, saying that there first needs to be a special counsel appointed to investigate, quote, the abuses potentially by the Department of Justice and the FBI regarding the Clinton email investigation. No, I'm not kidding. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross faced tough questioning Thursday from Democrats on the House Oversight Committee about whether he lied to Congress about his decision to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Once again, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez showed her questioning prowess.
We are now in violation of the U.S. Census Act of 1974, which requires you to submit a specific report to Congress ahead of any changes that you find necessary. This question is not a reinstatement of the 1950 question. It's a change, which means that change requires you to send a report to us while the question is proposed, not before it is decided or settled. So my question is, why are we violating the law to include this question in the 2020
point of order.
Lawmakers in the UK voted Thursday to delay the Brexit process, acknowledging a need for more time to try to break a deadlock over Britain's departure from the European Union. Members of Parliament decisively rejected putting a second referendum before voters. Prime Minister Theresa May will ask European leaders to grant an extension to the legal process now in place. Unless a delay is approved by all 27 remaining EU leaders, Britain faces a chaotic exit scenario on March 29th. Donald Trump issued a bizarre indirect warning about his supporters getting tough on his political enemies in an interview with Breitbart. Quote, you know, the left plays a tougher game. It's very funny. I actually think that the people on the right are tougher, but they don't play tougher. Okay? I can tell you, I have the support of the police, the support of the military, the support of the bikers for Trump. I have the very tough people, but they don't play it tough until they go to a certain point, and then it would be very, very bad. Seriously. Tens of thousands of students all over the globe are walking out of class Friday and hitting the streets to protest lax government action on climate change. The global climate strike is taking place in more than 100 countries. The strikes got started in Australia and New Zealand, with students marching in front of government buildings, chanting and hoisting signs that read, "Change the politics, not the climate." And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.